what does alcohol do to your body?
Well, alcohol, if you look from a strictly medical standpoint, is considered a toxin. Now, there are some data that show that alcohol can have some beneficial effects, especially with the flavonoids and antioxidant components, insofar as cardiovascular health is concerned. We as physicians try not to emphasize that quite as much because there are other harmful things more so than the beneficial effects of alcohol. Some of those affect the brain, as you may know. It can affect the heart, primarily liver, because it detoxifies the effects of alcohol, bone marrow, immune system.
When we go out to celebrate, how quickly can we become affected?
Alcohol, for the most part, when you first ingest alcohol, about 20% of it can be absorbed directly from the stomach. In fact, it goes directly through the walls, and it'll go, and in fact, will hit the brain in less than 1 to 2 minutes. That's why you're going to hear a lot of folks tell you that before you start drinking, make sure you've eaten, because it helps slow the absorption. Another 20% roughly becomes detoxified by the liver. There's an enzyme system that us physicians are familiar with called alcohol dehydrogenase. In English, it helps detoxify the effects of alcohol, but it can only work at about a half an ounce of alcohol per hour. So if you're drinking more than a half an ounce of alcohol per hour, you will soon feel the toxic effects of alcohol, which is, you know, the slowed speech, not so good coordination, etc. So also in women, when it comes to this particular enzyme, alcohol dehydrogenase, they have less of it than men do. And that's one of the things that they see as potentially a reason why women tend to get inebriated sooner than what males do.
Apparently, alcohol does something up there in your brain that can impair your judgment, that you think that you're just fine, but you're really not. Is there a medical explanation to that?
Well, we know it affects that area of the limbic system in the brain. Also, it affects the frontal cortex at some times. Impulse control is damaged by the effect of alcohol. Now, that happens to people in general once they have had a little too much alcohol. So that's why you feel like, well, I'm perfectly fine to drive, and why it's important to have a designated person who can actually determine, are you as a friend safe or are you not safe?
All right, let's talk about after the celebration. And maybe we had a little too much to ring in the new year. How does your body recover, and what might you do to assist that?
Once it's now detoxified at this very slow rate, then the body begins to recover. Now, you can drink fluids, for example, to help eliminate it. There's a certain amount that will be eliminated with urine. There's a certain amount that's liberated from breathing, because all of us have always could smell the alcohol on the breath. Okay, so some of it's eliminated that way. So the best thing you can do is eat nice and healthy the next day, drink plenty of fluids, stay well hydrated. More fluids, the more hydrated you are, the better balanced diet that you have the next day. You may need a little Aleve, maybe a little Tylenol to help that headache, okay? And then hopefully get on after a day or two with your routine.